are listening to Poles Apart, sponsored by Annadelle Quirk. Hello, Zamina. It's so nice to have you on our podcast, Poles Apart.
Hi, thank you for having me today. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Well, I know this will be a great interview, not only because you have a great story to share, but I know you will always be honest with us.
Yes, of course I will.
Okay, well, let's introduce you to the folks at home listening. Why don't you tell us who you are and where you're from?
Hello, humans of Earth. My name is Zamina, and my home is on Mars. I've come to Earth as a sort of fun field trip, and I've definitely learned a lot from my time here. You guys have references to gender, but on Mars, we just refer to each other as they, them. Coming to Earth, I've also found another wild concept. You guys do not always tell the truth. You hide what you truly mean and what's on your mind, which I find absolutely bizarre.
That is true. Not all of us have the courage to speak our minds, but I would not say it's bizarre. In fact, many of us may call it wild that you are always choosing to speak the truth.
It's true that humans find it so weird that I never sugarcoat what I say, but why should I hide what I truly mean? I think it is wild to falsify oneself for the benefit of others. In the end, what good does it do? The honesty problem running amok on Earth may contribute to why people do not feel comfortable being themselves. People cannot be honest with themselves about who they truly are, or else they are deemed abnormal. The whole idea of normal here on Earth is completely crazy to me. On Mars, no matter what you choose to do, wear, or identify as, you are treated with the same respect and compassion as anyone else. The idea of normalcy is suffocating the Earth, placing things like gender, occupation, fashion, etc. to confined boxes that people must squeeze themselves into will be the end of Earth and individuality as we know it. Earth must change its ways so that people can begin to feel comfortable with themselves. I am always honest with others as I am with myself. I can honestly say that this allows me to be me without any stress of how it affects others. And maybe once you guys fix your societal standards, you can start helping your planet because it is your home, and even from our view on Mars, we can see that it needs help.
Wow, you are not holding back on your views of Earth. I hear you have written a poem you want to share with everyone to push your message of honesty.
Yes, I do, and I would love to share it now.
Yeah, please go ahead.
This poem is called Hidden. As if hiding yourself could do any good, hiding your true intentions like hiding your face beneath a hood. As if the truth is not always uncovered in the end. Sure, it may feel safe underneath the layers of reality, but soon you can feel your will start to bend, doing anything to stop the feeling of suffocation. Stitching your words to protect the remaining scraps of your reputation. No harm was intended, yet you forgot to factor in yourself. No one to blame, but when you look in the mirror, you point the finger at yourself. Running around in circles to explain what you really mean. If only you could start again from the beginning so your truth could really be seen. Why hide behind well-intentioned pretty words? Blurring your meaning can be as wild as a flock of birds. Open your mouth and let the truth be heard, and you will see never has a more beautiful thing ever occurred.
Wow, I love that poem. I can see how important honesty and individuality is to you. Does this mean you're going to stay on Earth to continue your efforts on spreading the importance of honesty?
Yeah, I plan on staying for a bit. I found a nice willow tree to live in California, and I feel like I'm just beginning my work on sharing what I have learned from Mars with these people on Earth. I know that I'm very different to you humans on Earth, but just because I look different and behave differently does not mean I'm wild and does not mean I should be treated as differently as I have. Maybe me sharing my story is important, and I strive to open more eyes and minds to the beautiful galaxy that could be when people are honest, open, and accepting.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing your story and message with the world, and it was great having you here on Poles Apart. I sure hope you have an easier time here on Earth and that your visit here is everything you want it to be. Thank you for always being honest and sharing your advice with the world. I know I'm going to try and heed it.